Hello and welcome back. It's you just tuned in to Richard Land for Set for Success, and I was just going to say it's Richard Land. You know that. It's me. You're listening to me, Richard Land, and Set for Success, and we're going to continue our journey to help you create a roadmap to change your business, career, or life. You know how we're going to do it. Do you remember? We're going to do it through chatting with one person at a time. Yep, to uncover people's lives, their business, their journey, their successes to help you create the success that you deserve. And you do deserve to be successful, whether it's in your business, your career, your life, your family, whatever it is, you deserve success. Remember that. It's Set for Success quote time. The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not. Mark Twain. Mark Twain, if you don't know who Mark Twain is Samuel Clemens. He lived around 1835 to 1910. He's better known as his pen name, Mark Twain, an American writer, humorist, entrepreneur, publisher, and lecturer. I always like his sort of quotes. I use this quote today as I think most people would agree that staying healthy of mind, body, and spirit are important. Yet, I think Mark Twain is speaking the truth for most people. For a lot of people, being healthy is a lot of work, extra work. It means that you have to choose to drink what you don't want to drink, or you choose not to drink pop over water, or you have to choose vegetables and lean meats over the fast burger and french fries. And sometimes a burger and fries is yummy, let's face it, but maybe a bit too much is not so good. And you have to get off the couch and exercise. Get off the couch and exercise. Whether it's go to the gym, biking, doing some housework, yuck, a big yuck there, or going for a walk, you know, putting in those 10,000 steps a day, which I have an interesting side story in 10,000 steps a day. But in order to be fit or get fit, these are the things you need to do. So now add something else to that question, your overall health. You know, what if you have cardiac disease, or maybe you live with diabetes, or you're diabetic, or maybe you're battling with cancer? And these are all things that are potentially impact everyone either directly or indirectly. Chances are you know somebody who has cardiac disease, is a diabetic, or battling with cancer. I think Mark Twain has it correct for a large portion of the population when it penned these words. The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like, and do what you'd rather not. Pretty good quote indeed. That's my perspective on Set for Success quote today. So today, you can figure out what we're going to discuss. We're going to discuss the business of staying healthy, whether personally or maybe your organization, what it may be, with Karen Inslee. And Karen is a corporate wellness strategist, and she's a former nutritionist turned health detective. I always love that, a health detective. I guess with a background in medical and social or psychosocial mental health and safety, and certified cancer coach. One of the statements I love from her LinkedIn page is the following. When it comes to mental health and wellness in the workplace, it is not a lack of information that's the problem. It's a lack of support that is the problem. And I quote Karen. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for inviting me back again.
I know you are like a repeat person here.
Yeah, I need a revolving door too.
Well, I think, you know, part of when I look at having repeat people on, it's usually been about a year later or so, and the journeys maybe changed a bit, but they provide value to the listeners. And that's the key thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think based on your background in as a health professional, you're providing some value. So I always like to get updates and that. And I did have the opportunity to read your LinkedIn profile and see what's changed there. But before we do that, you know what we're going to talk about. We're going to get our listeners just to get to know you a little bit about you.
Okay.
So Karen, let's talk about you a little bit. Let's talk about Karen.
Oh, let's talk about me. Yeah, it's all about me.
It's all about you.
That's what I tell my husband. It's all about me.
Yeah, we're just two people out having coffee, and, you know, and I'm trying to get to know you a little bit better. So tell us a bit about yourself.
So a bit about me. Like I said, I've always struggled with that, you know, that elevator pitch, and to say, like, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time and they say, what do you do? I personally struggle with that because I'm a talker.
Yeah, we were talking. Yeah, but
I'm,
you know,
a talker.
What? I don't even want to know your elevator speech right now. I just want to tell me about Karen. Karen, where are you from? Let's talk about the accents.
Let's from go back England up. Originally,
yes,
from a county called Staffordshire. The city or town was Stoke-on-Trent.
Population of what?
I have absolutely no clue. I would have to Google it. It's probably a similar size to Winnipeg.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That gives you an idea, right,
yeah,
if you go there. And you found yourself in Canada because you chased the man?
No.
Oh, you brought him with you.
Yeah, I brought my husband Richard with me. You've met, obviously, Richard. Mm. You've had him on the show, and you told us that he had a better voice for radio than what I did.
Oh, that's terrible. I would never do that.
So, yeah, we traveled the world. We got fed up with England, the cost of living, just living on top of each other. And we visited a lot of countries, and we just thought, hey, yeah, Canada probably looks like a great place to live.
And what year was it you came to
2004,
Canada?
In February.
Now, you did make some life changes. I'm pretty sure, if I remember your story correctly, and I share this, I think you have a financial background.
Yeah, you know, I used to work in the accounts field, like accounts payable, accounts receivable. And people used to say I was too creative to be an accountant. And I totally agree with them.
Yeah, too creative to be an accountant. No, so, or you have a creative accounting capabilities, I guess.
No, I don't. No, I pay somebody for that.
So you moved into the health and fitness
when we moved here, because we found that as we put the ball into motion with regard to immigrating, that if we did our training in the UK, we'd have to recertify and train again when we got here. So it was like, you know, waste of money, basically. And we'd always been personally and professionally active in the health and fitness industry since 98. Richard did the London Marathon and I did the London Marathon in 2000. And that was the start of our journey into really fitness and health and just looking after ourselves, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, what year was that again?
2004.
Yeah. So now if I do the math there, that's been 14 years.
Yeah, just over, yeah.
Just over 14 years and everything. When you first started out, how did you get yourself started? Do you recall?
Richard got himself started first. We got real jobs when we got here.
Yeah,
what we call real jobs.
Had to pay the bills.
So Richard's a heavy duty vehicle mechanic by trade.
Right. That's right.
And
we
basically worked in the same industry as we decided to build a house, move country and change careers, like all in 2004.
No stress there.
No, there wasn't. So we basically, Richard took his personal trainer certificate in 2006, I believe it was. And then he thought, well, what am I going to do with it? He started to do part-time training. And then I got into the nutrition side. I was just interested and I took my certificates and I thought, oh, hey, this looks interesting field. So we basically kind of work together on our businesses.
And you're still married.
Yeah, we are, actually. Yeah, people do say, how do we stay married and work together? And we do.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, I think that's awesome. One of the things that I think when we talk about different fitness or different careers and everything, there's always a journey. I always talk about the career or business arc. And no doubt, over the 14 years they've been involved in this, you've had a bit of that arc, that change in things that you've actually done.
Yeah, I mean, I actually started out on the self-employment program here. And I remember my counselor saying that your business plan is forever changing. So I got into the nutrition and fitness business. I was originally going to be doing home gym design for people's like houses.
Yeah.
And then I found a line of kids fitness equipment and I started to sell that. Then it evolved. I was doing more nutrition. So go where the demand is. And then as I was mobile, but then I thought, okay, due diligence, we did our research with regard to opening a physical location. And that was in Dugald in the RM Springfield, because I live in Springfield.
Yeah, and what year was that?
That was in the end of 2012, beginning of 2013.
Okay, so not that far.
Yeah, so we were running fitness classes, like health programs. And long story short, I trashed my own health in a bid to get other people healthy.
But healthy. And with that, I think we'll take a short break and we'll come back and talk about how you trashed your own health to get people healthy and what you might do differently. This is Richard Lanford, Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. I'm hanging out with Karen Inslee and we were just starting to talk a bit about her journey in terms of her career arc. That's what I call it, career arc. Karen, just before the break, you were mentioning how you started your business.
Mm-hmm.
You did all sorts of different things initially in your business, but then it sounded to me like you had a physical location and you made a really important statement, right? You started a company to help people get healthy, but then you trashed your health in the process. And
exactly.
I can't imagine how many entrepreneurs,
yes,
right, that are not even in the fitness business,
yeah,
that they go into their business and they end up trashing their own health,
yeah,
in order to be able to help other people provide a product or service.
Yeah.
What did you do? What happened?
Well, I was teaching a lot of classes. I was up at 5 o'clock. I was at the studio for 5 a.m. in the morning. I was leaving there at like 8-9 o'clock at night. I was teaching classes. I was running programs, whether it was nutrition consulting, actually physically teaching the classes. And basically, the overheads and the commitment from the community. And I just got to a point where I was physically, financially, and emotionally exhausted.
Yes.
And the overheads were just the killer. We said, like, okay, we've got to get out of the actual physical lease, the premises. And I was hiding a lot of what I was experiencing emotionally, mentally, from even Richard and my members especially.
Well, of course,
and
you never tell your customers.
There was one morning I remember towards the end of just closing the studio, and I don't know how I held myself together and didn't cry during the class. And I was driving, I shut the doors, I was driving home, and it was springish time, and the geese had just started coming back. And anybody that knows me, they knows I'm an animal person. And I was bottling everything up, and I'm driving north to go home. And I don't know, something in the parallel universe, whatever, like, needed me to experience something that released all that, like, tension that was building
up. Pent up emotional tension.
I thought I hit a goose on the road home. I just burst into tears. I didn't stop because it was minus whatever. I got home. I'm sobbing uncontrollably. Richard's going, "What's the matter? I've killed a goose. There's a single goose wandering around now. And like this poor goose has got no mate." And he went down this road later in the day. And you've met my husband.
Oh, yeah,
so you
know
his sense of humor. So I'm traumatized by killing a goose. And he drives down there, phones me on his hands-free, and he says, "I've looked in the ditch, and if anything, you killed a duck." And he says, "Ducks have sex with any duck, so don't worry about a duck being, like, single." Like, because I thought that I killed a goose, then they're monogamous and mate for life. So he says, "Oh, don't worry about the duck." So I went down there later on that evening to teach another class, came back, and it was just a pile of rags in the ditch. So I don't know what happened.
Okay, so you didn't kill a dog, kill a goose.
I didn't kill anything, I don't know. Like, I felt something that I thought I felt something hit the truck.
Well, it could have been something flew off a
car.
And
like I say, I just broke down. I just had like a breakdown, and it was just, and that was my turning point. And I thought, How do I bounce back from this? And with Richard's support, and that's where my business then started to go in a different direction.
So then you started to get rid of the physical locations.
We got rid of the physical location, and
right away that would have been a financial release,
of a burden. Yeah, because the overheads were like crazy, and I just thought, okay, well, where do I go from here? As a result of, like I said, I trashed my own health in a bid to get other people healthy. Yeah. I actually got frozen shoulders in both shoulders at the same time. So I was actually at the point I couldn't undress myself. So
that's just stress buildup.
It is, yes. Yeah. So I had to rehab from that. And then my career started to take off in different directions from a corporate perspective. So it's amazing how...
Roughly what year are we at right now?
We're at 2015 when I closed the physical studio.
Oh, wow. That's not too long ago. That's years.
Yeah.
That's
so, 2 years. Yeah. So 2015, we closed this, and I had to spend most of 2015 rehabbing, getting my own health back on track.
Yeah.
I got rid of the frozen shoulders. Anybody that's listening that's ever experienced frozen shoulders, normally you get it in one.
Yeah.
Yay, I got it in both at the same time.
And you're sitting here celebrating.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I know your personality, so I understand that you're not really celebrating. You're sort of playing off it. You're doing what I would do. You know, you and I have had the opportunity to talk about personal health issues on several occasions. And I remember I was out having coffee with a friend of mine, and I was telling him about, after the fact, a very serious health situation I had. And they were sitting there smiling and everything, sort of laughing with me. And I said, you know, I asked them how they felt about this. And he says, "How can you feel about this? I mean, you're joking around about this. Like, it's nothing, right?" But really, internally, at the time, it was quite significant.
Yeah. And like you say, as a health professional, I was not able to professionally do what I'm professionally trained to do.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was like, you know, sunk to what I felt like was an all-time low. And you do, you start to think, well, how am I going to get out of this? And yeah, it was hard, but obviously, like I say, we managed to get rid of the overheads and the big expenses.
And that, I remember you going into the corporate, the wellness fitness area, but you didn't tell me the backstory on that one previously.
Yeah.
So this last 3 years now, have you been mostly focused on corporate wellness?
Yeah, I still run my fitness boot camps. I'm up obviously at crazy o'clock, 5 o'clock on 3 mornings a week.
Which, if you're a morning person, that's no big deal, right?
Well, I'd rather be asleep, but
I'd rather be asleep.
My motivation is seeing how committed they are to getting up on, you know, 3 times a week and consistently. So my motivation is seeing their commitment and hard work. So that makes it easier for me to get out of bed when the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock, because I just love how committed they are. So I still teach some fitness classes, and we have a corporate gig at Air Canada that we teach once a week. So we do different fitness programs between us, but the corporate work is where I'm heading the most.
So I think what we'll do is we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a bit about the corporate work you're doing. But I know that you've now certified yourself in other areas. And I know some of them deal with the big C, you know. And so I think we'll talk about that in our next segment. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back. It's Richard Lannan, but you knew that already. I'm hanging out with Karen Inslee, and we're talking a little bit about her life journey. And one of the things that really interested me, Karen, was the fact that, you know what, you did what a lot of entrepreneurs would do, right? You put in the energy and the time, right, into your business. It became absolutely overwhelming.
It did.
And you hid it from everybody, okay?
I did.
And then you had to make a change. You had to accept your own successes and, to a certain extent, your own failures too, right? And that's a real struggle, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I thank you for sharing that. But if you're listening as an entrepreneur, I mean, these are normal things that happen to people in business, you know. You mentioned about, 2015, that was a shift, right?
It was a huge shift,
right?
Yes.
And you made a decision somewhere along the way. Maybe it was presented to yourself, maybe while you were being interviewed on a radio show with somebody
maybe.
Else.
Maybe.
And moving into more corporate fitness. So tell us a bit about that journey.
Yeah, the corporate world, I mainly work with employers and organizations presenting on health, wellness. We do some fitness initiatives of some of the corporate clients, but it's primarily helping to educate people on what actually is workplace wellness, what wellness actually is. And not a lot of people know that. They think they know what wellness is. They'll Wikipedia it, they'll Google it. But wellness encompasses so many different avenues. So we go into corporations and help people to understand what wellness is and how they need to address it. And I believe you mentioned one of the clips off my
Actually, I want to back up a little bit. You say, you know, not most people know what wellness is. So you go in and you help organizations define it and that. So for our listeners, because when you make statements like that, I now think to myself, gee, do I know what wellness is? The fact that I just ate cake and walked down the street, is that wellness? I'm not sure, right? What is wellness?
Well, wellness, we have like multiple topics of wellness. We do one presentation that we use as an introduction to most employees, saying what is wellness, and it can encompass everything from nutrition, fitness, work-life balance, managing stress, building relationships and communication. And it's the complete holistic aspect of our lives, basically.
Of life, yeah.
So you don't just think, because a lot of workplace wellness programs are a step challenge or a Biggest Loser challenge, and that's what people think it encompasses.
Well, it is, but that's not what it is.
It isn't, no. You have to factor in, and like sleep and fatigue is part of wellness as well.
I always like to, you know, I go back a little bit more on the very basics, right?
Yeah.
Mind, body, spirit.
Yeah.
You know, and some people look at me and go, they'll actually say to me, well, I'm not religious. I'm like, it has nothing to do with that, right? Mind, the intellect, what you think, the body, your physical self, and mind, body, spirit, your soul, or whatever your inner self is, right?
Exactly.
You know, and I like to, sorry, I don't mean to be taking this over on you.
No,
but I like to take things and just really simplify it, you know, like it's, you don't have to make this a big complex thing. And it's not a program, you know, and I'd only know that because I'm a fitness type guy too, but I can imagine, you know, the people that are sitting there wondering, well, oh, great, I got to go do this wellness webinar or seminar or something that my work is putting on. What are they going to make me do now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I always say that wellness is the pyramid. You've got one side of the pyramid that's the fitness, one side is nutrition, and the other side is the mindset. Because if you haven't got the right mindset and the like mentally healthy approach to it, then you need all three aspects of the pyramid.
I'm going to ask a sort of random question here. Okay. I'm curious. You might have even answered me on Facebook. You're talking about diet in there somewhere, right? Did you use the word diet? No, you used
nutrition.
Nutrition.
I don't like that word diet.
Okay, yeah, I don't either.
No.
My wife and I have this debate all the time. I hate the word diet.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on a diet there. No, I'm not. I'm just eating.
Yes.
You know, and I'm trying to eat for me, you know. Nutrition. What is your nutritional background? Let me rephrase that. What do you eat?
What do I eat?
I want to know what you eat.
What do I eat?
Are you vegan, vegetarian,
a whole foods,
or are you meat
like
eater?
Approach. Yeah, I eat meat, fish, vegetables. Like, I drink red wine. Like, I'm never going to give it up unless my doctor says I have a medical condition. And it's that 80-20 rule. So if you want to go out for a meal, you're not going out for nutrition. You're going out for social aspect.
For social reasons.
You're going for social. You're not going for nutrition.
Yeah, so, and then you got to try to curtail it.
So don't beat yourself up. And people go ketogenic. They go paleo. They go... I kind of do a little bit of both, but my approach and Richard's is whole foods. Just make it whole foods, real food
yourself,
at the end of the day.
Process. I'm sorry. I had to ask. This is a big question I've had going on lately. I know that from reading up in your bio, you're doing a lot of work in the cancer space now. What I understand. But
yeah,
you tell me.
I always have. Like, I'm a certified cancer coach, and I was asked in 2011 by the Colorectal Cancer Association of Canada. They're now the Colorectal Cancer Canada. They've like renamed.
So colon cancer.
And my background, personal history with like family history with colorectal cancer was one of them, and my nutrition background was one of the reasons that they wanted to invite me to become one of their certified cancer coaches, because my personal experience and my nutrition background, and they knew I had a lot to bring to the table. So the oncology nutrition aspect of it was big, as well as we had medical and surgical training. Totally blew my mind when I was there at the conference for 4 days. And the area that I deal with mainly is the psychosocial support for patients and clients of mine. So psychosocial health is the non-physical hazards that affect your mental health and mental well-being. So when you're talking about psychosocial, like health risks, you're talking about stress, fatigue, disease, even things like sleep.
And this is one of the things that, this is going to sound strange for me to put it this way, this is one of the things I was excited about having you on the show about, because I openly tell people I have cardiac disease, right? It's just part of my life, is what I live with every day.
Yeah.
I wake up and some days I wonder, is this my last day, or what's going to be next, right?
Yeah.
Now, it shouldn't be. It's treatable and all this stuff and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But your mind,
right?
Your mind is sometimes your worst enemy.
It is,
you know, physically you're fine and everything, or maybe physically you're fatigued and everything too.
Yeah.
But, and when I hear things like psychosocial support, that's what I hear. I hear you're giving that support to the person's mind and their community, their social environment.
So it's supporting the patient, supporting the family, supporting work colleagues. And the psychosocial expertise and training that I have is the main focus around the course that I'm launching next month. So it's a corporate wellness training course. So it's a workplace mental health wellness coach course that me and Richard have like created, developed. We're launching it so that we can go into corporations and train a key member of their staff to be an on-site wellness coach. And you said at the beginning that on my bio, it's not that we lack information, we lack support. So yes. I give my clients and my coaches support, but I want to be able to train a key member of each team in a workplace so that they learn the skills of how to support and coach their colleagues to make better lifestyle choices, because
especially if they are living with cancer.
Exactly, yeah. Whether it's cancer or just making better healthy choices, yeah.
With that, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, maybe we'll talk a little bit about making better healthy choices.
Yep.
This is Richard Lamb for Set for Success. We'll be right back. Hello all and welcome back. I'm hanging out with Karen Inslee and we've been talking a bit about health, fitness, living better. I mean, we can put all sorts of words to it. You know, Karen, just before the break, we talked, well, I guess we ended at this space about making better healthy choices. I think that's the word, sort of, you know, Ken, maybe we can speak on that a little bit because I know that yourself, you had a health scare some years ago that you really had to overcome and you had to start making better choices.
Yeah. In 98, Richard and I had a motorbike accident. It was one of those freak, low speed. I was on the back of him and nobody else involved, about 30 miles an hour, unlit country lane. And long story short, the bike flipped, hit me in the head and split my helmet. I ended up with a fractured skull. And I woke up 2 days later in hospital.
In hospital, yeah.
The fractured skull left me totally deaf in my left ear because it shattered my inner eardrum, but my brain hit the front of my skull so hard, it damaged my olfactory bulb. So it left me with absolutely no sense of smell and no sense of taste.
Which is absolutely fascinating given what you do for a living.
Exactly. So professionally,
right?
Yeah, all of a sudden I couldn't do what I'm professionally trained for because, you know, like when you have a really bad cold and you can't smell or taste anything, that's what I was like. And my neurosurgeon said, sorry, that's it. Suck it up for the rest of your life. You're never going to get any of that back. And it wasn't until moving here, going into the nutrition and fitness industry, and we researched a lot on paleo, and we liked what we saw with paleo. And as I introduced more whole foods into my diet, went complete and utterly religious like paleo, I started to get some of my sense of taste back.
Okay, let's define the word paleo.
Paleo.
First. Yeah, what's paleo?
Basically going back to, in layman terms, caveman ancestral times. So just meat, some vegetables.
Basic diet.
Yeah,
basic
healthy fats.
Survival diet.
So there was not a lot of fruits. There was not a lot of like starchy vegetables. So paleo is just going back to like what was available in caveman days.
Yeah, some people, that's probably all they eat now.
Well,
but, yeah. But anyway.
So we researched it, liked the sound of it, and changed our diet completely. And I started noticing, not putting the two and two together at first, that, oh, I can actually taste some things now. And then some of my sense of smell was starting to come back. And after a couple of years, I thought, hang on a minute, there's some correlation here with nutrition and rebuilding health. And I always say to people that people don't understand the power that nutrition actually has and how it can reverse like chronic disease. And I actually found my neurosurgeon on LinkedIn and he's now retired and he's in Kathmandu, I think, lecturing. And I told him, I messaged him and said, hey, this is what I do professionally. This is what I did nutrition. And this is how I bounce back. I still don't have my complete sense of smell, but sense of taste is like a lot of it's come back. And I was thinking, oh, this is a medical doctor. He's going to think I'm talking voodoo when it comes to nutrition.
You're nuts.
And he actually was really open to it. And he said out of the thousands of clients that he's like treated, that I'm probably one of five that's seen the best progress. And I remember the day going into that last appointment with him. And he said, he asked me, have you got your sense of smell and taste back? And I said, no. And he said, well, no, you never will.
Yeah,
and
very defensive.
Again, I held it together, got into the car and just burst into tears because I'm like, I can't live like this forever. And yeah, I'm making better food choices And it doesn't have to be 100% with everything. It just make better choices more often, that 80-20 rule and whole foods. And it doesn't have to be...
But that's a difficult thing to do because that's more of a life journey than a specific change. And this is where I think we start talking about nutrition versus diet.
Yeah.
When I think somebody says, I'm going on a diet, what I hear them say is that on Monday, June the 17th, I'm going to radically change what I'm eating and I'm going to eat potatoes. Yeah. You know, like, or whatever it is, right? Yeah. I'm only going to just eat meat, or I'm going to only eat the Mediterranean diet, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to wonder how long that lasts. What we're talking about is making a conscious effort to change our nutritional diet and therefore structuring our bodies, right? Because what you eat is what you become.
Exactly. And no one diet should be followed forever. You should be using a diet to build health, get to an optimal weight, and then add in as much variety that keeps you at an optimal health and an optimal weight. So don't follow the same diet forever. Your body doesn't want you to. So you need to give it variety.
Try changing different things and stuff like this. It's just eating the wrong stuff all the time.
Exactly,
it's not good for
you.
Yeah, you and I share that journey a bit differently.
Yeah.
In the sense that, you know, and we've talked about cardiac disease and stuff too. But, I mean, that's a huge, huge change. And I know that sometimes I'm hanging out with some of my male friends and they don't get how I eat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't understand completely that I'm eating nutritionally to keep myself alive.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is a very different way of eating than I'm just eating for pleasure.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know, right? It's a, you know, and I consider those a different type of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I say, it's just what works for you. And we used to get friends that refused to invite us for supper because they say, we don't know what you eat. We just eat meat, potatoes, vegetables.
just very basic stuff.
Yeah, and we eat bread. We eat things like that, but not very often.
No,
so,
there you go. You just keep it. Yeah. You just keep it under balance. And that, you know what? Always interesting. Some of the combinations and things you look at. I just want to ask you some random questions. Okay?
Okay,
I call it the Set for Success hot seat. You know, we've been talking about some things here, but if there was something in your life you'd like to protect, what would that be?
Like to protect?
Yeah.
Ooh, quite a lot of things, I guess. I mean, I like to protect my level of health.
Well, yes, but that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would I like to protect? Oh.
A lot of dead air.
I know. Yeah. Like, I'm just trying to think because it's like so many things.
Well,
I like to protect like my sanity, my cats.
Your cats.
Yeah,
my cats. So tell us about your cats. How many cats you've got?
We've got two now. We did bring four with us from England when we immigrated.
Okay.
And they've all since like ceased to be. And we have two boy cats, Booker and Mr. Binkers.
Yeah.
And
Mr. Binkers. Very good name.
Mr. Binkers went missing in action for 24 hours a couple of weeks ago. Freaked me out completely. I'd like to protect my cats. I'd like to protect my husband's sanity as well, because sometimes I drive him nuts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. If there is one thing you could eliminate out of your life, what would it be?
One thing I could eliminate out of my life. I think everybody would say debt.
Debt? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
debt.
I think everybody would say debt.
Like, yeah.
I think something that I would like. I'd like to eliminate the ill health that my mom and my stepdad are going through now.
Okay.
Because, you know, being so far away from them, that's
always a bit of a challenge.
It's always a tough one because, trying to manage their health from 4,000 miles away is hard.
Okay. So basically, you know, I've always enjoyed having you on the show, right? It's always a lot of fun. So what a show we've been having. It's been really great. I'm just wondering, instead of my normal question, if someone want to reach out to you, how would they go about doing that?
If they want to reach out to us, they can do it a couple of ways. My corporate website is healthywayeveryday.biz.
Okay.
And Richard and I have also launched a podcast called The Healthy Half Hour Podcast.com.
So
we chat incessantly on it. We try to keep it to half an hour. And we just cover lots and lots of different topics. So that gives an introduction to who me and Richard are, my corporate website, gives
and
an introduction.
How people can connect with you. I really appreciate your time, Karen. You know, it's
no,
too bad that, time is sort of ticking by here. So thank you very much for joining
us.
You always sound great on the radio. Love your accent. So
well,
I always appreciate it. You haven't, you still have an accent after all of these years. Listeners, if you have a final thought, a question or idea for the show, I know I did the random Set for Success hot seat questions, something new I'm going to be introducing and adding to that, but send me a note at richard@setforsuccess.ca. And there is something I need you to remember. It's an important thing to remember: to do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.